Rick, I ask you a totally different philosophical question. It might not stain him.
Yeah.
Because I've someone discussed it recently with Rick. In Matmaspina, where a person's attitude is that he's never worthy, and, you know, me it's stuck with Necha B'Din, it's absurd to assume that someone could be
Sadeh
B'Din. But not even if it's Matmaspina and it's Midas Rachman, there still has to be some argument on your part why you're deserving the Chesed, because why would God give you the Chesed as opposed to somebody else? Don't you have to justify it in your favor?
That's true. But the justification is the necessity.
The situation.
Right. Like by Chana.
Right, the situation.
But Chana said that she couldn't, she had a strong maternal instinct, and she couldn't live without satisfying that instinct.
So, I mean, when you argue Midas Rachmon Lefnei Hashem, you don't try to argue a person's merits, but on the contrary,
you try
to argue the situation is such that the person
that
needs it for his perfection.
That is right.
That's an important fact.
Yeah. Oh, that is. That's a very important thing. You don't try to argue merits. Well, it doesn't say you can't argue merit.
Just but isn't that a little to argue merits?
Well, Nehemiah did, right?
No, Nehemiah.
Yeah, but they criticized him for it.
I mean, how can you...
Apparently a person can't argue merit.
You can argue Zuchusen, you once told me. A person can argue on Zuchusen.
On Zuchusen. But apparently you can. It's not an iser, but it says tzaddikim don't do that. Because tzaddikim don't feel every minute. But it doesn't say it's an iser.
As a human being, has a right.
He has a right to do it.
But Chacham will never have the audacity to do something
right.
Like that, because he knows it's ridiculous.
It sounds like it's Midas Chassidus not to do it. Because a person can feel, this is the way I understand the situation, and my merits demand that I receive such and such. But tzaddikim don't argue that way. So it depends if you consider yourself a tzaddik.
What about if you just look at it, it's audacious to
what?
Even do it?
How are you supposed to know what your zechusim merits need to get?
You can only go by what your mind tells you.
All right.
Well, kol nigei libo.
No, but
zechusim
are different, though, no?
That's true.
Zechusim
are different.
What's
kol nigei libo? Kol nigei libo means anything, but even though it's nonsensical.
Right, but that doesn't mean you're zechusim merit that. That's the difference. That's like
that's
already
true.
Weighing out whether I deserve it.
That's true, but kol nigei libo is also not the highest level. It's just that you're allowed to do it.
But just
compare.
Does Chacham go ahead and be mispalal all your days of chosen? It says he doesn't go ahead by Midas Rachman. What about Zechusim? Wasn't this someone once argued about
so
just
said Zechusim?
No, Zechemi wasn't just Zechus. It was a
he said. He said, look, God, at what I did. And,
that's Zechusim.
Yeah, that's Zechusim.
That's Merit. Don't we don't know the weight of the Zechusim?
We don't know a lot of things, but a person's allowed to be misfollowed according to the way he thinks.
And you're supposed to make judgments about the chusim of your ma'asim?
Well, you have to use your mind.
I'm saying you're allowed to use your mind to determine what's a greater mitzvah. I did lulav, so that entitles me so much, so to speak, to so much.
I doubt that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Ask like, me
I
something.
I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just obviously, you know,
ask me
I'm
something.
Not in the area of this knowledge, but... I also don't understand how you could even make a judgment of what you're supposed to be zocha to.
Well, if a person, let's say, was mosu nefesh for something, so you could say, I was mosu nefesh for this, so therefore I deserve it. Therefore I'm asking God to give it to me, because I was mosu nefesh.
Don't we say that tzarmu to b'hai amalecha?
That's not such a simple remember. Because everybody, otherwise there'd be no purpose of tefillah. And Nehemiah definitely contradicts that. Schar mitzvah by Amalek is different. You can't just throw that statement out. It's a deep maimon chazal. But a person has a right to do it if he feels there's no issue in doing it. Because we see, because chazal says tzaddikim don't do it. Chazal says tzaddikim don't do it. So apparently it's not usher. For usher, the chazal was saying, I'll let it do it. So apparently a person has a right to say, I was most in effort for this mitzvah, I did such and such, and because of that I am asking for schar. Doesn't mean he's right, but in every tefillah you don't know whether you're right or wrong.